911, what is the address of your emergency?
Yeah, it's 314 West Army Trail Road, and it's Bloomingdale Walmart. So there is a guy who threatened a woman and a kid, and he's running out of the building.
What do you mean? What he did what?
He threatened a woman and a kid, and he stole some kid, and now he's running out, and he has a knife.
What?
Too.
He had a knife? Did you see the knife?
Yeah, a lot of customers see the knife, and I am the associate calling.
You saw the knife?
Yeah.
Okay, stay on the phone. I'm going to get some help going over there, okay?
Okay. Where is he?
He just ran away.
Oh, he ran away, sir.
So, sir, you and other people saw the knife, correct?
Yeah, sir, he ran away from the exit, like the fire exit. You see the alarm going through, he opened the fire exit and he ran away from the building.
Okay, was he a male, white, black, Hispanic?
Yeah. No, he's I don't know who was this, but I want to give it my phone to my supervisor.
Okay, sir, tell me, I need you to answer my questions. The man with the knife, was he white, black, or Hispanic?
Hey, did you find him?
Yeah, sir, he was he had a very...
Sir, answer my question. Was he a man with white, black, Hispanic?
No, sir, he was African-American, sometime like that.
Okay, where did he go? What direction?
He go outside from the garden center, and then he run away from the parking lot.
Do you know what color jacket and pants he was wearing?
Yeah, he was wearing a square jacket.
What color jacket?
Yeah, he was wearing a brown and a black, the cross jacket.
What's your first name, sir? What number are you calling from right now? Okay, what's that alarm I hear?
Yes, sir?
Did he leave out an emergency exit?
Yeah, he leave out the fire exit. Yeah, emergency exit.
Okay. What did he do to the woman that you said earlier, sir?
The woman told us that she stole her kid, and he threatened his kid and her, both of them.
He did steal her keys, or
yeah.
He tried to steal her keys?
I don't know, sir. We don't talk to her because he was running away. So that's why we just go to not to make him exit, but he made the exit. We were just trying to block the exit, so I just go away. I don't talk to the woman, a lot.
Okay.
But she did tell me that, he tried to steal her kid, and, he threatened her kid and herself. Yeah.
Okay. And did you see him get into a car or anything, sir?
No, sir. I'm still in the building, but my, asset protection associate, he went out after him. So he may know a lot of things.
Okay. Do you know if anyone's injured there?
I don't think so. No one is injured.
Okay.
But I don't know about the woman because go after him so that he cannot make the exit. But we have associates who see them very carefully and everything.
Okay, you
may tell you more things.
Okay, sir, really quick. You have employees and you have customers who saw him with a knife, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, the police are going to show up there as soon as humanly possible, okay? I just need you to be ready to speak to them. Is there anything else you're thinking you forgot to tell me at the moment?
No, sir, but as much I know, I tell you everything.
Okay, I appreciate you telling me as much as you know. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
But there is more employees who know better, okay?
Okay, I did let the officers know that. Where are you right now? What?
Sir, I'm... I will be there as soon as they come because I tell my manager that I saw.
Well, how was the? Do you know how the knife was displayed? Did people see it?
Yeah, he was holding it in the hand.
He was holding it in his hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he trying to actually, like, cut someone with it or slash someone with it? Do you know?
No, sir.
Is there anyone? Are you near?
The last moment.
Are you near any of your coworkers who saw this happen?
Yeah, sir. Let me see.
Can you put someone on the phone?
Yes, sir. Let me see where he is. Because there was an asset protection associate, so he saw him. I don't know where he go. So, ma'am, he tried to hurt her, right? So the emergency wanted to talk to them. Yeah, so I find the victim, you know, like who try to, who just, you know, like who make, you know, like who try to threat her.
Is there, yeah, can I speak to one of your coworkers who saw this better?
Yeah.
Okay.
One second.
Miss, can you hear me?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is...
And are you an employee there, or did this happen to you?
No, this happened to me. I'm a customer.
This happened to you?
Yes.
All right. Why did this happen?
I was literally just stopping for a card. Pulled my car key out of my pocket. And I watched him put it in his hand, and I told him to give it back. And then he started threatening me and swearing up to me and my son.
Okay.
And I called for help.
Okay, I understand.
No,
so,
I don't. It's a random fucking guy.
It's okay. I know you're very, very shooken up right now. It's okay. I'm here to help you. Police are on the way, okay? I need you to listen to me really quick. He just came up to you out of nowhere and started asking for your car keys?
No, he didn't ask. I was on the end of the aisle, and my car keys were hanging on a lanyard outside of my pocket, and he grabbed the lanyard, and I felt the tug out of my pocket, so I thought they fell, but I turned around, and he had them in his hand.
Okay, and
is this some
did he threaten you with a knife? Did he pull out a knife at you?
No, he literally put his hands in his pocket and got really close to me and threatened me and told me that he was the Antichrist.
It was implied? Okay.
Yes, but when I saw him put... And it looked like there was something in there. I didn't want to threaten him anymore because I have my son with me.
Okay, hang on. Stay on the phone with me here.
Okay.
So he stated that to give you his car keys and that he's the Antichrist?
He didn't demand my car keys. He stole them, and when I told him that I knew he had them and told him to give them back to me, he told me he was pretending he didn't know what I was talking about and was yelling at me to try to get me to back off, but I knew he had them in his pocket, and I was trying to grab them from his hand.
Okay. And he implied he had a knife. He didn't see a knife?
No, I didn't see a knife, but he put his hand in his pocket.
Okay.
And I didn't want to risk anything, so I don't know if he had anything on him.
No, I understand. And he stated he was the Antichrist and then ran away?
Yeah, right away. And that's why I was so scared, because he just obviously seen on him.
Okay. Where are you right now?
I'm at the Walmart off of Barbie Trail in Smalley.
Yeah, no, we know you're there, but where are you in the Walmart?
I'm standing outside now.
Where are you outside? Like, which entrance? Are you at the entrance closer to Schmally?
I'm on the Home and Pharmacy side.
You're on the Home and Pharmacy side? Can you spell your last name for me? Okay, you're in the Home and Pharmacy side?
Yes.
What's your cell phone?
I'm sorry, what?
What's your cell phone number?
Oh.
And the area code was... Okay, I'm going to send some officers there as soon as I can, okay? To speak to you.
Okay.
All right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.